either choose the leader or a service that is second best. TechInfo is the first internet provider in the Delta. They were the first with 56K technology. They were also the first to institute the V90 standard, and now TechInfo has web-based email service, which allows you to check your email from anywhere in the world. So why be with an internet provider that's always following? Call 1-800-863-5415 today and sign up with a proven leader, TechInfo.
Hello, everyone. I'm farm broadcaster Max Armstrong, host of the Farming America Show, heard here on 1330 WNIX. I'm proud to be a part of the lineup on this great station, bringing you Better Farming with Tyson Gehr and the Delta Ag Focus with Chuck Early. Join me, Max Armstrong, for a part of the total ag package on Good Time Oldies WNIX. Catch it in 2001.
Now let's go to Buddy Huggins, who is with Bill Watts.
Correction on that, I'm with superstar Bill Dundee.
Hello, superstar Bill Dundee.
Yeah, Bobby Eaton's with you there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, since the last time we talked, how you been doing?
I've been doing pretty good.
Well, that's wonderful.
We did the big show in Corinth, chaos in Corinth, where we had the Battle Royal down there. Yours truly won that. The biggest pop of the night was yours truly, because it's the kind of like, I ain't been there in a long time. I was, you know, me and Lawler, but really the only two names that we really knew.
I tell you, I was there, as a matter of fact, and I was real impressed.
Damn it, I forgot all about that. I'm sorry, but you was there, wasn't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of making it a point to check out wrestling around the state of Mississippi just to, you know, see what goes on. And believe it or not, I'm welcome at most shows, but there are actually some shows I'm not welcome at. Well, if they see me as a threat, then they ain't on the right page, because all I'm doing is trying to bring quality wrestling back to the state of Mississippi, and I want to help any and everybody that's in the real business. If they ain't in the real business, that time of day for them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. A lot of them fly behind us, you know, and a lot of people do it, and they think if it's easy, then they get in it, and they really think they can do it, and they can't do it, and they just go on and do it anyway, and, you know, well, you saw how it turned out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there's so much going on that me and you see eye to eye on a lot of old school stuff. But last night on one of them TV cable shows, they did a behind the scenes, a WCW, showed some things that I just don't see how in the world they could show on TV. And it just gives the secrets to the business away. But I was listening to other people talking, and they say, well, that's just the way everything is going to be nowadays.
Bad thing, but that only works for Vince McMahon. They're not gone. WCW is not on fire like Vince McMahon is. And that's only working for Vince McMahon. I watched his football show last night, that XFL, and he's brought the same kind of excitement to a football game. The football was no different or any better. I didn't think, the guys had never quite made it to the NFL. I'm not saying they ain't good athletes or good football players, but he did all the things that he does in the wrestling show, to make the show exciting. He had the cheerleaders with damn near nothing on, and he had the guys mic'd up on the side and, you know, just talking. So he brought the same kind of excitement to that show that he did his wrestling show, and it really had nothing to do with football.
Well, it's got everything to do with entertainment and making a buck. Did you notice the sponsors on that thing? They lined up for him, you know?
Yeah, and the fish, but if he gets too sexual or too goofy with it, you wait and see how far they get away from him then. I mean, right now he's toned down, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, yeah, he's toned, the whole organization has toned down, and that's good for what for what we want to do here in the South. But I'm going to tell you something. There's something missing in the formulas with these little independent shows, and he loves to see everybody else struggle and not have good attendance at anything. What's missing is cohesiveness. Now, myself and Dory Funk Jr., Harley Race, Les Thatcher, Les, if you're listening to this, I dropped the number to your phone number, and I was supposed to pick Les up after the 30-minute hour, but now that we got Bobby Eaton, I'm going to go to Bobby. Les, I'll catch you next week. You familiar with Les Thatcher, aren't you?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hell yeah. I've known Les for 25 years. He was, when we all worked up in Knoxville, he was the announcer for Ron Fuller.
He has a crew of kids that are, I've seen tape on them here in the last couple of weeks, and I've seen tape on them 6 months ago. I get tapes from all over the country on these kids, but he's got some outstanding kids, and he's doing, you know, he's doing a good thing. But Dory has the same problem in Florida that I'm having in Mississippi. Harley has the same problem. It's these independents that get out here and they, you know, they do shows and don't really care about the business. They, and it shows up in the quality of the wrestling. What we're trying to do, and I'm not going to give up just yet. I mean, some folks want me to give up and quit doing what I'm doing, but I'm going to try it and just keep on and see what happens. I've never been able to quit anything I get started in until I've really hit my head against the wall hard. But we need a place for these kids to wrestle. And it looks like to me, Skandar Akbar is going to be helping me in Texas. It looks like to me that there might be a central key to it, and it might be Mississippi. If I can pull together five cities in Mississippi and have a place for these kids to come and you know, show their talent, I might could get the crowds built back up. You know, it seems like people are hungry for good quality wrestling.
Yeah, but it's, I hate to be, well, I mean, I know Harley and all them guys and things, they're wishing that they'll never go back to how it was. The days of that, the glory days of that wrestling part is over. Never going to go back. Because when the kid watches Stone Cold and you go out to your show and you don't have a Stone Cold, he doesn't think it's wrestling. That's really what's wrong with our business right this minute. I mean, you were in the thing. I got away with being Bill Dundee, you know, 58 years old, going to the ring with even the kids cheered because of the lifetime I put in around here. But if I went anywhere else, they wouldn't have given a damn. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I know.
Me and Lawler's been on the TV for 25 years around here, you know. I mean, it was, and the response off the little bitty kids, just because the grandma told them who the hell I was, probably. You know, and then they still watch Memphis TV. I'm still on TV there. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I haven't went away nowhere. We still make the show on Saturday morning for Memphis. So the people within 100 miles around Memphis still get the wrestling show. So even the still little ones still know who Bill Dundee is and they know the name. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly. Well, I wouldn't even have a chance if it wasn't for radio, and I've got a TV show in the works. And if I were to pull everything off in the next 6 months, we can show, and the show on TV is a nostalgia show. And I'm getting tape from all the old guys with some footage that goes back clear to the 60s and 70s.
I think you already do that. You're cutting off in the ratings deal from Southern or South. Do you watch that show?
I've seen tape on it, and it's a highlights thing. You say it doesn't draw ratings?
No, not for what, you know, what he does on Southern or South, and he does the best of it. He takes all them old matches, and he comes out and he talks, you know, he does the thing, then he'll show you an old match. So the kids, they're boring. I watched one the other day, and I swear to God, it was Ricky Steamboat. What the hell was it? I mean, they wrestled, and I really enjoyed the hell out of it. And I went to the bar, and I said to somebody else, I said, that was the most boring damn show I'd ever seen in my life. And see, I just thought it was great, but I'm from that school. I'm the dinosaur, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you got to love the way you did it. I mean,
well, I realize that.
I had to be different on who likes and what likes. I'm hearing that people like looking back, and I'm going to tell you, it's exactly the reason why there's only one man making all the money, is because he's let the proverbial genie out of the bag and told everybody what it really is at show business. But I'm telling you, in a funny way, and this shows up on my website, and this shows up on the people that's listening to this right now over the internet, the hits are tremendous. It's the fastest growing website in the state of Mississippi, www.midsouthwrestling.com. The radio station gets calls all during the week wanting to know what's going on with the wrestling. Not that they want wrestling to come back with a vengeance the way it used to be, but they're interested in seeing, you know, hearing the past and putting it all together to know where people are, like yourself. You've been off Greenville television for a while. They dropped Channel 5, but now in other parts of the Delta, people know exactly what you're doing. You're with Power Pro. You're the commissioner, correct?
Yeah.
And the ratings have to be coming up in Memphis.
Oh, the ratings are coming up considerable. But the talent you had before, Lawler came back, and I came back with a little help from WWF. Yeah, I know. They're up tremendously what they were, but the, you know, you have Lawler there, and you have me there, and you have, you know, it's names that they know. They had a bunch of kids that nobody knew.
Yeah, yeah. You got, and you there for a while, you had some that nobody wanted to know. But I noticed he's cleaned house. Ever who's cleaning house has cleaned house a little bit. You've got some kids now that have been around. I noticed a couple of them. Are their names the Haas brothers?
Yeah.
If I talked to Ricky Morton, he's doing a deal on the East Coast. I think he had them for a little while at the beginning of their career. Is that correct, or do you know? Ricky Morton had the Haas brothers with him booking them for a little while, for a few shows, training them.
I don't know where they come from, but they have a depth. You know, they're on one of them deals with, you know, they'll get a paycheck every week just to learn them from Vince.
Developmental deals.
Yeah, and if they make it fine, if they don't, so, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They can go to the ring every week. Well, that's what Bobby's doing down here. He's going to Memphis. He's going to train them down there now.
I'm going to tell you something. Bobby is one of the best trainers. He was one of the best talents, and from everything I can see, he's one of the best trainers. You don't get to be a trainer, and you train students too. And most all of the older guys that I talk to, they have connections with training camps. It's believe it or not, that's all important. If you don't train these kids right, then the shows are going to die. Wrestling's just going to die on an independent level. And that gets me back to why I'm even doing what I'm doing, is because there is an audience out there. It's not near as big as it was, you know, 15 years ago, especially when I, you know, used to see Bobby and Jim Cornette come down south. You were booking for them. The year was 83, 84?
84, 85, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some of the biggest houses Bill Watts drew back then was...
Yeah, that was one of them, but they hadn't seen the little guys before, you know what I'm saying? It was like the Rocky-type movie.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going through some tape right now that's going to be...
Yeah, see what I'm saying? I didn't know what... I mean, they had never seen that smaller guy against the big guy, and it was like... It was... Well, they believed in it. It was like the Rocky theme, the little good, sweet baby face against the big, bad Russians, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the people got into, and that was it. But now it's just a show, and that's the difference. They know it's a show, and that's what they come to see. So if Vince makes it a show, he's the only guy that I know that can make a show entertaining. I went to the one in the WCW, and it sucked. The only thing I really enjoyed of the thing was Flair's interview and the damn Nitro girls dancing.
Yeah.
That really was the only exciting thing on the show, I swear to God. All the matches were the same, and they were all terrible.
I know it's like a cookie cutter format nowadays, and that's what I hate about it. I hate that. There was something about the spontaneity of what you guys did, and I know that if a student's well trained, he goes out there with the intention to do a match to its fullest potential. But you got guys now that just try to choreograph it too much, and it just hurts the business.
And that's how it is, though. I know, you know, we try, and us old guys like it. That's why I really don't do much or have much to do with it. I mean, I really have just said the hell with it. It's way past me, and I just go and do my thing at the bar, and then just go to Memphis TV, keep my face on the TV, and then just go for fun. But as far as going in there and try to tell them what to do and how to do it, nobody wants to listen to you, so you're beating your head against the brick wall. That's how I see it.
Well, if they would listen to you, I'm just saying, if they will, and I will, I'll listen to you, especially if I get this market up in Mississippi. See, a lot of people refuse to realize what the untapped market is in Mississippi that keep calling me and keep talking to me. It's the black market. They hate what they see on TV. They keep telling me, when is it coming back like it was? I'm talking about the old Mid-South way, and I'm selling that to a point to try to see if I can bring it back to some reality. They want to know it's real, and I'm going to tell you something. We've got to make it as real as it looked back then, and the only way to do that is use qualified, trained wrestlers.
Buddy, I don't really believe it. In fact, they want to know that. Yeah, I had the best time ever explained. I was watching Archie Bunker one time. You know, remember All in the Family?
Mm-hmm.
We Archie Bunker and how he was. And he was watching wrestling. And his buddy walked in. He said, oh, you ain't watching that, are you, Arch? You know, the kind of knock that he says, they all know who's going to win. And Arch's response was, yeah, maybe so, but I don't. And that was the difference. Today you can tell what's going on. You couldn't tell who was, you know what he said? So he was watching it as a, like, you know, how we did it. They were wrestling. And maybe they did. Maybe, you know, same as he said, I didn't. He didn't. And you couldn't tell by what they were doing who was going to win.
No, you couldn't tell. You really. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of the older guys, you mentioned it to me, too. Out of your 25, 30 years, you've never seen but two fights in the dressing room.
Yeah.
But now you've left out something. Some of the struggles that go along in the ring during a match where one guy wants to try to manipulate the other guy. We call it losing control.
Oh, yeah, but I mean,
not to no great extent, but it happened, and it happened on rare occasions, but it highlighted the business to people that were smart. I've been smart. I started watching wrestling at 68. I probably smartened up at about 70, 74. And that was, you know, that was due to getting some inside information from some people. And they didn't even, I mean, the business was so tight back then that nobody wanted to leak anything, to let no one know. Skandar Akbar was telling me they'd cut his tires. He'd had to have escorts out of town. The crowds were tremendous in all these states and these, you know, these cities that he went to. I know that I'll never come back, but the ratings are down on WCW. And
it's, WCW show is terrible.
If they keep losing the formula, it's gonna really be bad. But I got a funny feeling they're bringing the formula back. You know, Dusty Rhodes came out the other night, and yeah, if they utilize the minds of the old guys, they got something. But if they refuse to do that and keep it entertaining, and keep it trying to compete with Vince McMahon, it's going to fall to the wayside. But
just not to cut you off again, but here's the other thing: WCW had a bunch of them guys that Vince is drawn with right this minute. I mean, he was stone cold. They had him, and you know.
Well. Let me mention this to you, and this is what a lot of my thinking is. Where was Nash a few years ago? Where was Hogan a few years ago? They were all with WWF.
Yeah.
When Nash finally got control, it seemed like it purposely went downhill. I'm not saying it's a master plan from Vince, but it couldn't have happened no better for Vince, and it set Vince up to do what he did with the XFL. Do you know this about Vince? You've been around him, correct? Do you know this and see if it's true? I mean, I've been dyslexic all my life. I was diagnosed at 19 years old as being dyslexic. I read a month ago, and I've been in wrestling for a while, 3 years, and, you know, a fan forever. Is he dyslexic?
No, I don't think so. I've been in his house. The day I went up there, I had dinner with him. He sat there. Pat Patterson was there, and Howard Finkel was there, and we sat there all afternoon. Shane was there. This was 10, 12 years ago. He had 8 telephones would ring, and he would know who was and what was, and he would know everything. I mean, he'd know. This man's the smartest human being I've ever been around in my life.
I'm going to keep
knowing what is going on in his business without having to look it up in a book or wrote down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, see, that's one of the signs of a dyslexic. I can hold a lot of things in my head, do 5 things at one time mentally. I see the big picture. But when it comes to actual putting it down on paper, well, you know, I'm a little slow on that part of it. And
I was there. I mean, he may be, but if he does, he can hide it real good now.
I'm curious.
This thing then, but he knew everybody where they should be, what the finales were going to be, what they were going to do, what the merchandise was, where it's supposed to be, where it was coming out of. He was doing all this just right off the top of his head.
He's a genius, what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, you impressed the hell out of me.
Oh, it shows. It shows big time. Well, look, let me take a break. Y'all check the score on your game, Mayor. This is a live broadcast, and y'all watching the football game. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
All right, we're going to take on. You're going to have Bobby Eaton. I'm just going to say bye to all them folks in Mississippi and bubble up here for a minute or two because he's more shy than I am. You have to private out of him, okay?
Okay, dude.
So he'll be back.
All right, we'll get you after the break.
All right.